Hi, I'm Brad Lorge from Food Bank Local, an Imagine Cup grant-winning team. Our project was on distributing food aid more efficiently. The skills that we learned during the Imagine Cup are absolutely vital to our business today. So the one bit of advice that I'd give to somebody who's thinking of starting a project is to go register now.
In 12 months, our software will be in front of 2,500 charities, and that wouldn't have been possible without the Imagine Cup.
Thanks to the Imagine Cup, I got to work on some state-of-the-art technology.
It's truly a life-changing experience and an opportunity to meet people from all over the world.
Our team is based in Sydney, Australia, and thanks to the grant, we've grown a bit in size. And now, over to Microsoft's Imagine Cup manager, John Scott Tynes.
Hi, I'm John Scott Tynes, program lead for Microsoft Imagine Cup, and I'm here to share some really, really exciting news today for students around the world who want to be a part of Imagine Cup this year. We've got three great partnerships that we're announcing today, one with Microsoft YouthSpark, one with Microsoft Ventures, and one with the PAX Prime Festival. What we're doing is we're creating a new set of boot camps. These are really special experiences for Imagine Cup students. We're going to pick specifically our three winning teams at World Finals in Seattle this July in our Games, World Citizenship, and Innovation categories. Each of the winning teams is going to have an amazing experience at one of our boot camps. For World Citizenship, the Microsoft YouthSpark boot camp is going to fly that winning team back to Microsoft, and they're going to spend a week here on campus working with our engineers, our business development people, to learn and grow their project and really make it great. So it's going to be a week right here on campus for the winning World Citizenship team at World Finals. Second is for the Innovation category. Microsoft Ventures is going to fly that winning team to one of our Microsoft Innovation places around the world, and that team will spend 4 weeks in a special accelerator program to get their project off the ground and form their company, get their startup going, that kind of stuff. It's going to be really an invaluable experience and really help them take the innovation project to the next level. And finally, for our games team, so every year in Seattle is the PAX Prime Festival, which is a gigantic event for gamers, video gamers, board gamers, the whole thing. Tens of thousands of gamers from all over the world fly to Seattle every August to attend PAX Prime. And we are going to bring that games team, the winning games team from World Finals, will actually have their own station at PAX Prime to demo their project to all those gamers from all over the world and show off what they're making. They also get to go to a very exclusive event held just before PAX Prime called PAX Dev. PAX Dev is a developer conference that is specifically for game makers. So game designers, game programmers, game artists, game producers, they all come together and spend 2 days in Seattle doing learning sessions and talking and networking and so forth. And our students, the winning games team from World Finals, will be there. They will be at PAX Dev. They'll have a station at PAX Prime. It's going to be an amazing chance for them to really get that game off the ground. Now, if you are looking at doing Imagine Cup this year, please check our website for latest news on national finals programs that are happening in countries around the world. And for those countries with no national finals, we have an online finals program where you can compete in Imagine Cup right on our website. And finally, as you may have seen, one of our teams from World Finals is going to be chosen for a very special private meeting with Bill Gates. I'm really excited about this opportunity we're going to have for these students. So if you're one of the teams at World Finals, you might be the one chosen to meet with Bill Gates, tell him about your project, get his feedback, and share some of his wisdom from one of the greatest technologists the world has ever seen. So it's a really exciting time for Imagine Cup. We even have more great stuff coming to talk about. So please keep checking back. And thanks for being a part of Imagine Cup.